Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horstman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for joining me again for another installation of whatever we call these videos with Steve. I'm sitting here on the floor with my new best friend. I shouldn't let my other best friend hear that, but we went to a dog rescue yesterday. Went to a dog rescue to find a playmate and brother for Tate, the 1.5-year-old. And we wound up with a dog with no name. I'd like everybody to meet Jace. He's a good boy. Yes, he is. He's a 1-year-old Border Collie mix, and we call him Jace. We came up with that. They had given him a name, Jingles, and this dog had no name. And even today, the dog doesn't know who the hell he is. He has no idea. He's actually a stray that came from Texas. He's never had a name. He's never actually known who he is, which is what this video is all about. Who the hell are you anyway? Now, this poor dog, when I call him, he doesn't come. He doesn't recognize anything that sounds familiar. He doesn't recognize a name, an identity. He doesn't know who he is. And so here we go again. This is every man's story, especially any 30, 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old man who is in a difficult situation. Could be a relationship, something with work, health-related, and you just don't know exactly who you are. When we coach with men, the first thing we do is establish who you really are. One of the problems that we have when we get into conflict, we get into problems like relationship issues, marriage issues, divorce, making job decisions, we don't quite remember who we really are. Now, when we get into marriage relationships that fall apart, sometimes part of our identity goes. A lot of guys say, I used to be confident. I used to be clear. I used to know who I was and what I wanted. I knew what I believed in. I knew where I was going. I knew what I stood for. I knew. And then all of a sudden, I feel like there's a great big fog. And we call that forgetting who you are. We want to help you remember who you are. The very first thing we want to do, I always recommend read a book. There's a book that the very first book we have guys read is called Hold On to Your Nuts by Wayne Levine. He's an author and men's coach who I really respect. And Hold On to Your Nuts is one of the many books we recommend in the beginning to help you identify who you are. What do you believe in? What are your standards you hold yourself accountable to? What are you willing to make a stand for? What are your boundaries? And then what are you creating for yourself? As opposed to seeing yourself as some extra in a movie, how do you make yourself the leading man in your movie? What is your name? What do you believe in? What is the story of what you're accomplishing in life? And between now and the end of your days, what is it you hope to hear at your funeral? What do you want people to remember about you? Which is what some people call your legacy. So as with my new puppy dog, Jace, we're going to be working on the basics. The very, very basics with him is not sit and stay. We're going to teach him his voice, teach him his name. We want to teach you the basics. I don't care how old you are. It is never too late to go back to the basics of remembering who you are. What do you believe in? Honor, duty, consistency. I believe in dependability. I believe in transparency. I believe in hard work. What is it you believe in? Why do you believe that? And what do you stand for? What are the time-honored principles you stand for when it comes to you and the life that you live? Where do you see yourself going? What's the name of your boat, the SS what? What's the name of the island you want to travel to? What's it like when you get there? This is called having the creator mindset. And when you have a creator mindset, you understand who you are and what you want, what you believe, and you know where you're going. And then you're always in the process of creation. Even in the face of bad news, you understand it's just another stone, another stepping stone in the process. So if you want to have a one-on-one coaching call or a consultation call with us, one of the first things we do is challenge you on, who the hell are you anyway? And we want to help you with the answer. And if you don't have it, which you probably don't, we're going to spend an hour or an hour and a half with you just getting to the bottom of this very first basic step. So go to the website, go to the application page, ask us for a consultation. One of our certified coaches or me will be in touch with you to have this conversation. Check out the other stuff on the website, like the Men's Roundtable that meets twice a month. You want to find your tribe, and your tribe are those people who believe what you believe and they want what you want. And I hope maybe we have something to offer you. Hope this makes sense. Say hello and goodbye again to Mr. Jace. Good night, Jace. Take care, you guys. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.